Last time on Crown of the Kobold King, our heroes decided to sleep in the crypt after saving the missing hunter Barlas. Resting behind a stone door with additional security with Monet's padlock seemed like a good idea at the time. Everyone was then awakened by kobolds using pickaxes to tear down the door. Our heroes began fighting for their lives, trapped like rats. Our story continues now!
Alright, Scarab, as it comes to your turn, you can make out the faint shapes of something large moving through the mist. The smoke, rather. And it is your turn.
Golly, it's been a whole week and I have no idea what to do. Let's see here.
This is bad. It's so bad.
Straight up, if there wasn't any fog here...
Yeah, it'd be fine.
It'd be fine!
See, I was thinking, wait a few turns and it'll dissipate. But it's actually getting worse. It's spreading. Got the other two boys in initiative.
Nope. Let me just go ahead and do... you will not be able to have Barlas's help.
Okay, that's fine.
He is too weak. Edgrin, lowest possible roll for him. So he is now...
You can go before me.
...situated himself. Yeah, that'll be fair. We'll do that real quick. He is now at the end of initiative because he nat wand his roll.
Oh, cool.
Dummies.
Recovering from the shock of the commotion and the wall of smoke that is slowly pouring towards him, he actually will spend his turn moving back to Barlas, who he will drag further into the room.
Okay.
And now it is your turn.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. Scarab is going to reload. And would like to attack the one that is not being flanked between Monet and the Beyblade. So am I rolling...
I'm sorry, the one that is being flanked?
The one that's not.
The one that's not.
The one to
okay.
The right of it.
Gotcha.
Sky.
DC 5?
Yes, because he has not hidden since his last attack.
That's a pass.
Okay.
Did you just nat 20 it?
Yeah.
No. I rolled a 19, but it was cocked, and I was like, let me play fair. Then I rolled a 20. Like, get out of here! Okay, so yeah.
Fire!
Wait, did I say that I reloaded? Yes, I did.
Yes.
It's going to be a 19 to hit. Or 19,
hit.
Yeah, 19 to hit.
Roll for damage.
Come on. Go it.
It's going to be 8 damage piercing. Magical.
Beautiful.
Don't think it matters at all with these guys. Next action, reload. And free action. Scarab and Tricky are going to move to the back of the room, out of the fog.
All right.
And that is it.
Rootmore, you're up.
What? Rootmore's naked ass is gonna run into the smoke next to Monet.
Oh, hey, Mod, we're gonna get demonetized. It just had naked men running around our podcast.
He's got a jockstrap. Tasteful. But,
well, you say so.
It's flesh colored.
I see his whole ass.
Better than the reverse.
Do I need to roll another fortitude running into this?
No. Start of your turn.
Awesome. And he's going to do... Let's do a regular swing on the kobold that Scarab just shot.
All right. Concealment.
Oh, yeah. 13 or 18. Can't tell the difference. It doesn't matter. Now, here comes the hit. Natural one.
Oh, Jesus.
I love it.
I can't believe it.
I love it.
Dang. Dang. I can't believe this. Dang. Dang.
It's like the third one this fight. Fourth one?
Fifth. One, two, three, four, five.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I'm surprised I haven't
this
gotten
is, one. This is so... This is insane.
Oh. You decapitate yourself?
Your weapon's current hit points are reduced to its broken threshold. So his hammer breaks. He swings his hammer, completely misses, hits the floor, cracks. You know, fun game, guys. Fun game.
Oh, I did hear... God. I heard something about if you have a repair kit, you can fix your...
Yeah. I don't have repair kit!
That's a great throwback.
God dang it, dude.
But dude, all right, see you next week.
The end.
Oh, boy. Got
worse than a character death.
This is the guy that has like five weapons, right?
He put those two axes away in the sitting duck.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, he does have the flying talon that he got from the white kobold.
Nice. That's kind of fun.
That's really fun.
Make it
I'm
work.
Glad you broke your hammer.
Cobcorn who? Cobcorn. Huh? Cobcorn who?
Did somebody say Cobcorn?
Rootmore's hammer? I can't recover from this.
I don't get it.
I get it.
I'm lost. You're
saying your hammer is sadder than Cobcorn's death.
I'm saying that your hammer breaking is worse than Cobcorn dying.
No.
That's why she's like, Cobcorn who? I'll never recover from this.
Well, I mean, in this moment, I'm totally fine. Like, I've dealt with Cobcorn, but the hammer.
But the hammer
sucks.
He's been with us since the beginning.
Oh. Well, Monet. Thought this would go better.
Can you do anything else?
Screw you. He's going to try to punch this kobold right in front of him. Punch him in the face.
Concealment?
Oh, that's right. I got to roll concealment
new attack.
Again.
And MAP.
Poke his eyes out.
This is going to be at a -4. We'll do the concealment first. 12 on the concealment. Attack -4. So that's a +6 to hit. I'm sure I can hit him. Come on. Yeah. So 22 to hit.
That's a hit?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Can he do it?
Kill this man with your fist.
1d4 plus 2. Minimum damage. 3 bludgeoning damage.
Also, bears worth noting, if you are not a monk, I believe you take the non-lethal with your fist, which means it's also a -4 on that.
No, not to hit.
No?
Because naturally, unarmed attacks are non-lethal. If you want to make it lethal, then you take a -2 to attack.
Okay. All right, we're all learning here. You still would have hit either way.
Hell yeah.
Alrighty.
I knock him unconscious.
You did not.
Damn it.
No.
No, not even.
Which one did you hit?
The one right in front of Rootmore.
Okay.
That one's been shot by Scarab as well.
I will give him a little red dot. Alrighty.
It's really bad.
I mean, they're, as far as I recall, they're both like edge of death.
This kobold just saw a naked man run at him through the smoke and just punch him.
Heard a loud clang and a shatter onto the floor, and
oops.
Then a fist of the fog.
This sucks.
Something happens that you do not see, and then it is Monet's turn.
Okay, so Monet will use one action to sustain her spell, her whirling grindstone.
Mm-hmm.
She also needs to take one persistent fire. So I'm gonna do that right now. And she's going to do a elemental blast at the guy right in front of Rootmore. Or attempt one.
Okay. Concealment?
She passes the concealment with 19.
And then a hit.
How's an 11?
That is a miss.
Shit.
She will try again with another elemental blast.
That's one action on both of those?
Yep.
Okay.
She's not doing. She didn't do a two action.
Gotcha.
Not much blast.
Concealment.
Natty 17.
Beautiful.
Come on.
Has a 15.
That's a miss.
Dang.
I mean,
off guard.
Off guard.
He is not flanked.
Okay. Well, so now the with the whirling grindstone, it is sending off its sparks.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I will attempt an impulse attack on any adjacent creatures.
Ooh, so that'll be on both of them.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
First one, we'll do the one right in front of Monet.
That one you do not have to roll concealment on.
Okay.
Because
so
you have observed that one already.
We weren't rolling concealment for my spell before because it's just next to them and it's just passively sending off shards of metal. Basically.
Okay, fair.
So the first one, that is a 17 to hit.
That's a hit.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you want me to just roll to hit for the next one? And then?
No, give me damage.
Okay. So the one in front of Monet takes 5 slashing damage and 2 fire damage. And the next one is a natty one. Which would
be a fumble.
Is that a fumble? Okay. Wasn't
magic sure.
Yeah. That's also how I was feeling.
I wasn't sure.
It's gonna turn you purple.
Magic fumble, unless it don't make sense, then slashing?
Yeah, I think that's fair. It can be a melee fumble.
I'll just do the spell one. We'll say that the shards end up hitting the wall, knocking off some stone dust, and it just obscures them more, and they give a +2 bonus to attack rolls until the end of its turn. Or when it did it, accidentally like hit its weapon to the grindstone
and it sharpened their weapons.
Weapon for a +2 status bonus. Dang. To attack rolls until the end of its next turn.
I actually really like that. The idea of like it begins to spin towards them and they reflexively hold their spears out to try to block it, and as they pull away from the attack, just, their weapons are even sharper. That's
one.
Awesome.
So yeah.
So +2 to their attack rolls until the end of its next turn.
And is other homeboy still standing up?
Until the end of its next turn, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, the other guy's still good?
What do you mean? The one that you fumbled against?
No, the other one. The one
first
directly
one? Yeah, he took 7.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He is still up.
And that is that.
All right. There is a lot that is about to happen. First things first, Rootmore, the one directly in front of you, is going to move away. If you would like to take a opportune strike with your bare hand, you may.
Maybe.
Was there anything else adjacent to the grindstone that we cannot see?
Yes, there is. So if you want to roll against that.
Because anything adjacent to it.
Yeah, go ahead and roll. There is something next to it. Good call.
That is an 18.
That does hit.
Oh.
10 slashing, 1 fire.
Nice.
You can see as your grindstone hits something in the smoke that it causes it to bounce back as if it hit something exceptionally hard. But you do see that the sparks caused by it have caused this thing to become alight.
Oh, okay.
And you hear some like kobold cries of surprise in the smoke.
Sweet.
And you're about to see what that is.
One last question.
Uh-huh.
Monet is taking persistent fire damage. Does she get to roll a
You
save?
Take that damage right now, 1 damage, and then you will roll your flat check to see if it goes out. So DC 15 flat.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, Rootmore will take the reactive strike.
Okay, give me concealment on that.
4.
Okay. The kobold regards the two of you, both of them brandishing their now sharpened spears, before you hear in the back of the room,
Vanguard, pull back! Bulwark! March!
And so the two in front will proceed to move back and away. And then from the smoke come lumbering forth these large wooden structures, one of which is ablaze. I'm moving them all at once, and then we're going to go to attacks.
My goodness.
The wooden structures that emerge from the smoke are like large makeshift palisades with sharpened spear fronts on them, and on the tops are notches. You also notice around the middle another notch. Sticking through both of these appears to be spear points. There are kobold teams of two on each, moving these large barricades forward, threatening you with the pointy ends while also jabbing their spears through the notches. The one that is ablaze puts itself between you and the grindstone, Monet, and that one will strike out at you. Concealment, natural 18. Trying to keep myself honest, too. Natty 19. I keep wanting to flip. They put the dot at the top for 19, so I keep wanting to flip it over like it's the bottom, but 61 is not a number. So, Natty 19 on the attack. That is a 27 total to hit.
That is a hit.
Okay. 7 points of piercing damage. There is a second attack that comes from this palisade. This is going to be a little weird mechanically because they are both using one action to move this thing, and then they will each have their two to attack. So they actually use two to get in position this turn, and then so each of them gets one attack. Does that make sense? There are two kobolds on each palisade.
Yes. My only question is, are these medium sized?
The palisades themselves, yes. The kobolds are small creatures.
Okay, cool.
12 on the concealment. That's an 18 to hit.
Miss.
Okay. It is now the palisade in front of Rootmore's turn. That one is going to stab at you, Rootmore. Concealment, 5.
Man.
90, 19 to hit. 27.
That's a crit.
Yeah, you're naked.
AC 16.
Why are you up here?
The frontline fighter.
Yeah.
Even when he's naked.
I shouldn't be, but can't have you taking all the hits.
Okay. Gonna be 2d6 plus 4 damage. Ooh, 15 points of piercing damage.
Ow.
As that spear lodges into a particularly vulnerable part of your dwarven armor.
Dwarven dick.
Dwarven armor, air quotes.
I'm naked!
Second attack from that palisade. 11 on concealment. To hit, natural 2.
Oh, good.
All right, next. Sorry, I have this guy. Oh, no, okay, that's the right one. Confusing myself, getting excited, having fun. The palisade in the southwest corner on one side of your Beyblade will strike at the Beyblade.
Beyblade does not have HP.
No HP, no AC?
No HP, no AC.
Well, that seems fair and fun.
Kineticist.
Yeah.
Does it take up I guess it does take up a space.
Sure, it has space. You just can't interact with it. It can hit you, but you can't hit it.
I can read it to you again if you
like.
Logic.
No, I believe you. Okay. Then... Oh, well, I guess that would have changed. They wouldn't have known. Not on that. That's something foreign to them. They will strike out at it harmlessly and see that it does nothing. That will be their two attacks each. The one to the right, the southernmost palisade, is actually going to extend the spear's reach over the first and stab at you, Rootmore.
Oh my god.
Cover?
19 on the concealment. You will get partial cover, so we'll give you a bonus 1 to your AC.
Okay.
And a natural 2 on the hit, so that is a miss.
Oh, neat.
Second hit, same thing. 14 on concealment to hit. That is a 17.
That's exactly a hit.
Okay.
Cody, nice.
Nice. Did it.
No, it's not. I hate it.
That is 6 points of piercing.
Oh, that was very pokey. I didn't like that.
Once again, from the back of the room, you hear...
Bombardiers! Make it rain!
From over the palisades, you see two flasks.
Cover?
This is not aimed at anybody. All I gotta do is hit a 5, pass the concealment. Got a 13 for the concealment. First one, they're gonna go here and here. Second one, concealment, 12. Two vials explode, releasing more smoke. This one, however, has a greenish tinge. The cloud starts much smaller, but the smoke looks much thicker.
Ugh, I don't like that.
Yeah. Can't say I'm too hopeful about this.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, this is...
All right, it is Egrin's turn, and I forgot what he can do.
And his name.
Egrin?
He said Egrin.
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 Get a lot on my plate. Leave Edgar alone. Am I out of spells on him?
If only Barlas prayed harder, then maybe God would love us enough to give us a full rest.
God would love enough.
Scarab,
what if God would love enough?
Look for secret doors back there. Safety. He saved us once before.
Yeah, no.
This is really bad. Like, for the listener, we are... This big room we're in, it's practically a hallway, just 10 feet wide, and we are blocked in, and we are being slowly choked out by smoke. It reminds me of Battle of the Bastards in Lord of the Rings.
Yep, I love that in that movie. Tolkien, he did such a good job with that.
Yeah.
You mean Game of Thrones?
Did I say Lord of the Rings? I always do that. Game of Thrones.
Okay, just in case.
Yeah.
But yes. It's
just slowly being closed in. This is not good. Things would be... Already don't have my armor, and then I broke my hammer. It's like, what am I supposed to do here?
Yeah, this is getting pretty shitty.
Yeah.
I mean, Edgren is out of spells.
I'm so sorry if you said it and it didn't. Did that barricade take fire damage again?
On its turn. No, correct. Thank you. That is actually a big deal.
Every little bit. Mm-hmm.
Give me a sec.
It being on fire was a you thing. It's not persistent fire from me.
Yeah, it is. Sorry. That is a me thing. And it is important because it is a wooden structure. It is on fire. But give me a moment.
I just wanted to throw that out there because I don't have damage for you.
No, I appreciate that. And I apologize. When you did damage to that before, you did 7 slashing and 5 fire. Or 1 fire, correct?
It was 10 slashing.
10
and
slashing.
1 fire.
Okay. I can tell you right now that one that is currently burning looks to be like it is rapidly falling apart.
Okay.
As menacing as these look, they are still constructed by kobolds, and they are not the best. Okay. Matter of fact, because we're going to do burning on that, the palisade actually collapses on that one.
Nice.
Revealing 2 now cowering kobolds in its place. So we'll say the palisade itself explodes, sending one of them flying backwards.
Okay.
And the other one remains cowering in its place. There's still 3 palisades standing. And now it is Edgren's turn. Edgren has no spells and very little that he can do aside from try to use his sling to help. He does not have anything else he can do. He's going to spend 1 action to move up to the edge of the green cloud. This is going to be a long shot for him. And this is just outside of his first range increment. So this is he's throwing a Hail Mary at the kobold in front of you, Monet. 6 on the concealment.
Come on, Ed.
That is a 23 to hit. And then 22 with partial cover. That's a hit. He hits that kobold.
Nice.
Very good.
Hell yeah,
for a d6 of damage. 5 points of bludgeoning damage on the kobold. Sorry, now I'm adding more kobolds into the initiative tracker because you guys are starting to do well. No, for the palisade that broke.
I know, Hazel, it is bullshit.
Okay, and that bolt actually did a good amount of the sling bullet did a good amount of damage. You can see that one is now like dizzy on its feet, blood dripping down its face. It does not look like he's in very good shape. Seeing that the smoke is starting to billow forward, Edgren is going to back up, and that will be his turn, which brings it back around to Scared.
Okay.
What do I do?
Scarab would like to seek his hunted prey.
Already?
If I may.
Yeah, give me a perception against stealth DC.
26.
You make it. Peering through the swirling clouds of smoke, at the far back of the room, you and you alone can see, standing just outside the doorway, his girdle cap.
There you are, coward!
Scarab reaches into his pocket and grabs his peepee. He's going to throw that peepee at Cody.
You want to use this on your attack or the concealment?
I want to attack him.
Okay, so yeah. Give me the concealment.
5.
Oh, nice.
Hell yeah.
Let's get to it. Come on, baby. Natural 20. Not a natural 20, but 21 to hit.
With the partial cover he's getting, 21 is still a hit.
Yes.
Okay.
Take this, coward!
Bing, bang, boom. That's going to be 9 piercing damage right into his head.
9 points of head damage. Hell yeah, your shot rings through the room and connects. You see blood fly in the air at the other end of the room.
Bastard! Yes. Loser!
Reloads. And... yeah, Scarab's going to reload, and... Tricky is going to move down the opposite alcove of Edgren and Bartholomew. That's my turn.
Hell yeah.
All right, Rootmore. Go ahead and give me a fortitude save, being in the smoke again there.
That's right. Come on, baby. Come on. Yes. 25.
Crit success.
Ooh, baby.
I don't know why I said it like that. It doesn't really do anything for you.
I don't have to roll for it anymore.
No. You're actually starting to enjoy the smoke. You heal 1 HP and get the addiction feat.
Oh, perfect. Delicious.
Delicious addiction.
Sweet, sweet addiction.
Yum, yum, yum.
No way, this will bite me in the ass.
Out of his sack, needle darts come flying his kebab skewers at the kobolds right in front of him behind the palisade.
Okay.
Come on, partner. Shigga digga ding ding dong diggity. Plus 10 to hit. 19.
That's a hit.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Did you roll concealment?
Nope. That's a 9 for concealment.
Alright.
Nope.
Thank you for keeping me honest. Here we go. Come on. 13 to hit.
That is a miss.
Cool.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Come on, don't forget.
That's right. Oh, should I use
just hold on to one? Put your pee-pee in your hand until it's your turn again.
Yeah.
Keep a good grip on it. Don't let it slip.
Yeah, I'll use it to roll again. Fuck it.
Okay, I'll take it. You can just set that aside because it's your.
Okay. I just have to roll.
Gripping your pee-pee tight!
Just decent. Not shitty. Just decent. Come on. Okay, there it is. 28 to hit.
Hey. That's a critical.
Yes!
Baby!
Here is what is coming. So 8d4 is coming.
This could do it.
Just roll average damage.
17 piercing damage.
Ooh!
You killed those two kobolds.
Wow!
The palisade falls back harmlessly. Well, not harmlessly. Pointy bits are still up. Falls back on top of the now dead kobolds as they get eviscerated by your needles swirling through the smoke.
Yes!
Yeesh!
Hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
Yay! Thank you for reminding me to use the pee-pee. Holy crap.
Yes.
Be aware that even though this thing is on the ground, it is more than difficult terrain, and it is still dangerous to step on.
That could be big hurt. Gotcha. Then,
I'm going to go ahead and put a skull on here so you know it is unoccupied.
Can you just turn the picture sideways so the needles are pointing up?
That.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should be able to turn it.
Yeah, just...
How many?
Oh, yeah, you're right. That just made me grab Rumor. Get out of the way, Rumor. I'm doing things.
Yeah.
Okay. Thoughts are happening. How many actions...
Congrats.
Thank you. How many actions would it take to turn this bitch around and start pushing it towards them?
I would let you use an interact to pick it up.
Okay.
It's for you, it is about the same as using a, what's it called? Like a great shield, essentially. Mm-hmm. It would take two hands. You can use it as a two-handed weapon. I can, you know what? Let's take a second. Let me give you a stat block.
Okay. Okay.
Figure what? Does it, like, maybe lower your movement?
Does now.
Since it's so big.
Doesn't matter. Like right where I need to be.
Nah, it's
Pruma.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, that's fun. I like that.
Rub these walls together.
Well, let's just make you a quick stat block for this weapon. What is your normal to hit?
Normal
since
to hit.
Since you're a
hit.
Fighter, I want to take your martial prowess.
Is it 12?
No, it's plus 10.
Okay.
So, because this is a little unwieldy, we're going to change that to a plus 7.
Okay.
But because you are larger, you're able to use it more effectively than they are. So that will be a d12 of damage plus your strength modifier.
Ooh. Cool. So you said this is like a shield, so I can use it as a shield if I wanted to, like the shield action?
Two-hander, though.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah. I will let you still use Ray Shield. You can do that, and it'll wear down. It has a hardness of 5. A weakness to fire, so it takes 5 from fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it has 15 HP.
Okay.
I think that's everything you need, right? That's all the info you need on that?
That should be good.
Is it him in his space now? Or is he in
his
space?
So I'm just going to go ahead and remove it like that. And that way you've got it on you right now. If you would like... Later, you can create a custom item for it if you'd like, and just call it the Palisade.
Cool.
Neat. Legendary weapon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, low-level legendary.
Oh, just, it's like, the way I see the needles is like, Guardians of the Galaxy, the one dude, the blue guy.
Yeah.
Like, the needles fly around, kills the kobolds.
Yantu.
Yeah. And then Ritmar just... In one motion, just, whoosh, just spins the thing and just starts pushing it towards these bastards.
Let's go!
All right, moving on. Well, now that he's on the board, we'll just go ahead and do so. Girdleclap is going to move forward. Make sure I'm saying that right. Kepperclap. Girdleclap moves forward, and he is still. Unobserved by you, Rootmore. And so, from the smoke, let me see against concealment. Got me a 10, that's good. Roll the hit here. Ooh, that's a 29 to hit. Minus, let me see real quick, sorry. Minus one, so 28 to hit.
Dang, even if I use the reactive shield action, it's still a crit. Dang. Yep. That's a crit.
Hey.
This could hurt. This is going to hurt because he has sneak attack. What's your HP looking like?
30, but does that sneak attack requires flat-footedness?
He is unobserved to you, so yes.
Dang.
The only one who has observed him so far is
Scarab.
Scarab.
Would Rootmore be concealed, or would he be undetected?
Concealed. He's been in the smoke. Girdle has. He's been the one directing everybody where to throw and been making passive perception checks. Well, not passive. Been rolling. This is going to be 2d6 plus 6 and then 1d6 sneak attack. So for the damage, as a dagger comes flying through the smoke at you, it grazes across your bare-naked skin for 13 points of slashing damage.
Could be worse.
As you look down at the wound from the dagger that flew by, you see a green liquid slightly ooze out of your arm, let's say.
Ah, yeah, it's worse.
And you take 3 points of poison damage.
Ooh.
For his next action, he is going to hide. Since he's thrown the knife at you, he has observed you, so he's going to try to stealth against your perception DC. That is a 21.
Against the perception DC?
Mm-hmm.
I see you sneaking around there.
Okay, so you still
Coward!
Can see him. And so for his last action, he is going to move. And now one of these goes, and then it's your turn, Monet. And that was one of the injured ones.
Was that four actions?
No.
Because he moved up.
He was already there. I was moving him into focus because he got observed.
But he was down behind
you're
the door.
So right.
And then he moved
no,
him up.
No, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. Thank you. I know you want your stone to grind him.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got you no, that's only so fair. Many people. Your stone is surrounded by people.
Just be careful, Imad. If you don't know, if you're standing there, I think it will hit you
it
too.
Will.
Yeah. It does any not discern. Players. Yeah.
Well, not where he is.
Not
if
where
I
you
move forward.
Yeah,
yeah.
If he were to stand adjacent, friend or foe matters not.
Mm-hmm.
Before the mighty wheel.
Mm-hmm. Battle bots.
Okay, so Girdlecap just ends his turn as he is out in the open, feeling a fool. And it is one of the so-called Vanguard. It is their turn. And he is going to move up.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to take a stab at you, Monet. So first, concealment is a 3. He misses. Second
nice.
Attack, concealment. 7, so he passes. Actual attack, and this one is at a -5, which means I don't even think I can hit you. 15, that's a 16.
Miss.
Yeah.
Wow.
He misses. And it is your turn, Monet.
Monet will sustain her spell.
Crush him.
If we could just get it out of the way so I can use this PP I've been holding in my hand,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to use my PP for my... Oh, you know what? It's not my... I'm sorry. I was just getting excited about my Beyblade. it's not my Beyblade. My Beyblade's turning.
Beyblade.
My Beyblade.
Oh, yeah. Roll me a fortitude save.
That is... an 18.
You're all right.
Okay.
And I will take my one persistent fire. Can she attempt to seek the man that hurt, nay, kobold that hurt Rudy?
Talking about Girdlecap?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So your perception against his stealth DC.
14.
You do not see him.
Okay. Is that an action? That is an action.
Mm-hmm.
So with her last action, she will do an elemental blast.
I will say he's concealed. But you know his general area because he made that attack at Rootmore.
Okay, she'll attempt an elemental blast at him then.
Okay. Give me that flat check. I believe he is hidden.
Concealed or undetected?
Would just do concealed then.
Okay.
Because he threw an attack out and he didn't make any... I don't think he would have hit from you either with his stealth check. So.
So that is a success.
Okay.
Okay.
And natural one.
Oh no, a magic fumble.
Gonna blow it.
You are slowed two until the end of your next
turn. Oh, that's really bad.
Jeez.
That's it for your turn then.
Yeah, my Beyblade still does go. She sustained
yes.
the spell.
Yeah, give the, give
him
a whirl.
The slowed stuff, that happens on your next turn. Like, if you gain that condition, it doesn't happen until your next turn. Like
okay.
If, if you gain, like, one or two and you have actions left, you can still finish your turn, but the next turn, that's when it happens.
Gotcha, okay. So you do still have... Oh, no. She did Seek and then two action Elemental Blast.
Okay.
Right? That
one
was a two?
Action.
That was a one? So you still have one action left.
And sustain the spell. Three actions.
Cool.
So that was the end of her turn anyways.
Oh. Did you know in your character? That's awesome.
Can I do the flat check to see if she's still burning?
Yes, please do. DC 15.
14.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
I believe you can also spend an action on your turn to attempt to extinguish the flames, and then that... gives you a bonus on the flat check.
Okay. In any case, can I get my pee-pee out of the way for the hit on Mean Man?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to use your session pee-pee instead of your Goldie?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right, roll twice, take the better.
That is a 20 to hit.
That is a hit.
Yes.
Mean Man takes 11 slashing and 1 fire.
Oh,
wow.
Very 12
good. Points of damage.
Okay, and then I'm just going to go starting from the top, clockwise, skipping Mean Man.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it skip?
Because I just hit him. I wanted to get it out of the way to use my PP.
Understood.
So for the guy right in front of Monet,
mm-hmm.
that is a 27 to hit.
That is a critical hit.
Yes.
Wow.
Dude.
Okay, 16 slashing and 7 fire.
You grind him into paste.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
This spell is awesome. Kobold Pate.
The one in front of Rootmore, that is... a 26 to hit.
That's a crit.
Oh boy.
10 slashing and 3 fire.
And you also grind him to paste.
Yes.
Okay.
This is such
Palisade
a good choice.
To yeah. the right.
Mm hmm.
So glad you took a chance on this spell.
I know.
That is a 10 to hit.
That is a miss.
Okay. Kobold to the south.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 14 to hit.
That is a miss. Let me double check. That is a miss.
Okay. Palisade to the west.
Mm-hmm. Come on, big hit, big damage.
That is a 24 to hit.
That is a hit.
Yes. Fire, fire.
And it takes 4 slashing and 2 fire.
Okay. It takes no slashing, but you see it burst into flames.
Okay.
Good show.
This is awesome.
Beyblade. Don't forget to light on fire.
Frontline fighter.
What a good situation for it.
Mm-hmm.
I know, in a hallway fight.
Because they have to come this way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm so glad I got to put it there. I was worried that they were going to all come in and I wouldn't be able to position it where I wanted to. But I got it exactly where I wanted it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's brought a little bit of my hope back.
not enough.
And that is it for your turn, yes?
Yes, that is it.
All right.
For my turn.
As your turn ends, the the smoke, the original smoke begins to dissipate 5 feet, but the green smoke begins to expand.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beginning.
new beginning. You can feel as it gets closer to you, beginning to mingle with the smoke around you, that there is a horrible acrid smell. It leaves a metallic twang in your mouth, and you can feel it beginning to burn your nostrils. Nothing happens yet. You can just tell that this is bad news.
I forgot last time I did my fortitude. Not that it mattered because I passed anyways, but Monet does have her scarf over her mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next. Lots of stuff here.
Man, dang.
So your Beyblade can't be interacted with at all? Can't be moved or anything?
It can be moved.
Huh? Well, it can be moved can by move me. It.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I sustain it, I am allowed to move it 20 feet.
Well, didn't the skeleton, the first time you used it, the skeleton moved it?
No. He moved me.
He moved you.
Whirling grindstone made of flint appears in an unoccupied square within 30 feet. The grindstone shreds flesh and shoots spark. Attempt an impulse attack roll against the AC of a creature adjacent to the grindstone. On a hit, the creature takes 2d6 slashing damage and 1d6 fire, or double damage on a critical hit. The grindstone lasts until the end of your next turn. You can sustain the impulse up to 1 minute. On subsequent turns, the first time you sustain the impulse that turn, you can roll the grindstone up to 20 feet and can repeat the attack. A creature within the reach of the grindstone can interact to sharpen a metal weapon. This grants +2 circumstance bonus to the next damage roll made with that attack, or made with that weapon within 1 minute. So
I'd be curious how much it weighs.
So I can sustain it multiple times during my turn and move it and repeat the attack. So I guess I should be doing the attack at the beginning of my turn. Or after I sustain the spell, rather. It's a battle bot that I control. But it doesn't have HP, it doesn't have an AC. That is the full text aside from level +5 grindstone damage. Grindstone's damage increases by 1d6 slashing, 1d6 fire, and the bonus to weapons increases by 1.
Dang, that's crazy. Because even like, what is it, like Burning Sphere or whatever? Pretty sure that has HP.
Kineticism.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, you hear Girdle Clip call out,
"Bulwark, advance!"
And the kobolds march over their dead brethren, which I'm going to get out of the way because they're blocking the imagery. And they take position in front of you and Lootmore.
Yes!
As they move, each of the kobolds will turn around and sharpen their spears on the grindstone.
Uh-oh.
And one attack from each of them, that is 4 attacks. 2 at you, Monet, 2 at Lootmore. 8 on concealment. That's a 15 against you, Monet, on the first.
That is a miss.
Yep. Second kobold. 3 on the concealment. Okay. First one at you, Rootmore. Concealment. 11.
Wait.
Ah. Oh, you want me to roll twice on this? Okay.
Okay.
Ooh.
On the concealment roll or the hit roll?
No, on the hit roll.
Oh, okay. All right. So it was an 8 on the concealment. 7 and a 14. So a 7 plus 2 plus 8 is 17.
No, that's good. I still have...
He's got a shield.
Yeah, I've got the reactive shield as a reaction to raise it.
Okay,
brings it up to 18 AC.
At least you won't get hit by one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
And the second... the second one coming at you, Rootmore. 12 on concealment. 6. 14 to hit. That's a miss.
Oh my god.
Oh, thank god.
Beautiful.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I just see them smashing these things up against each other.
Oh. I just want to keep you alive a little bit longer.
Thank you.
Please.
Wow.
I have no more peepees, though. Do you still have your peepee? You use
I've got one.
Okay. Remember it.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that you can do, make him roll again. Mm-hmm. Oi, my heart's a racing.
I'm thinking about saving it for the purple guy because he hits hard.
As Girdlecap glares at you all, awaiting his victory as your bulwarks begin to close in, two of the other kobold vanguard are not so sure, and they begin to flee. As they begin to flee, Girdlecap begins to swear and scream at them as they run.
Cowards! Flee then, ignoble blood!
Before he runs down to one of the alchemists and snatches an alchemist's fire from his bandolier and hurls it.
Wait. I feel like he's going again before I've gone. Because when I went, he was still behind the door.
Did you go after Edgren?
I should be first, and Edgren should be last.
Yeah, but did you go right after Edgren? Because if you're first, you would be right after the last guy for the next round. So have you gone since Edgren went and did that slingshot toss?
I haven't gone since when he was still behind the door in the first place.
Okay, I apologize. When I added other people, it might have moved things around. Oh, that's annoying. Because it should be him, and then it should have been the bulwark, it's him, the bulwark, the vanguard, then the alchemists. And I've been having him hold his turn for several of them just to give commands. I must have out of ordered it somewhere. So just in case I skipped you, let's go ahead and just insert you right before him right there, and I'll let you take your turn, and then I'll resume with Girdlecap.
Okay.
I will still have the other two have fled. You can just see him like spinning around in frustration watching some of his soldiers flee.
He's the only one I need to see. Okay. Clop, clop, clop. Out from behind the corridor's corner, Scarab and Tricky step out behind the fog.
Pretty courageous of you to come all the way back after we offered you your life. Make like your friends and run. Be a true kobold. If you get a chance.
Rolling concealment.
Mm-hmm.
7 on the die.
Ooh, big. Come on, big hit.
Okay. 13 to hit.
That is a miss.
Oh. Reload.
Fire again!
Do I need to get another concealment?
Yep.
7 on the die.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Oh,
geez. Big one. This is it.
10.
No!
That's a miss.
Damn you!
Yep, that's my turn.
Scarab, you're singeing my back hair.
Put on a shirt!
It's on the other side of the palisade.
Why'd you put it there?
I was sleeping. This is hard to fight.
What were you doing behind enemy lines?
It's really hard to fight without coffee in the morning. I'm so tired. And I'm bleeding everywhere.
Okay. As you shoot at Girdlecap, he ducks down and immediately begins to panic now that he's under fire. So he, in a reactive action, he's not using a reaction, just this is just what he's doing reactively, he grabs another knife from his belt and spins and flings it over the barricades. This is going at you, Monet. Concealment to hit. Okay, so that is 26. Minus 1 because it's outside of range increment, and minus 1 for cover, so does a 24 hit you?
It does.
Okay. That is...
just damn barely.
Okay. This was not going to be a lot of damage. 6 points of damage.
Okay. Hey man, at least it's not undead skeleton man in the fog, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And as he hurls that dagger at you, he does so with like a spinning flourish, spinning up to the kobold behind him, and he will natural 20 to shove his own kobold into the room.
Jeez. Just right into the blade.
Okay, so he grabs one of the kobold alchemists by the bandolier and just swings him around in front of him, forming a meat shield between you and him. It is the alchemist's turn. The one behind Girdlekep is going to fling another firebomb, this one going for Rootmore, and that's going to be at a minus one for range. And concealment, 13 to hit. Natural one.
Oh, wow!
Sixth one of the fight.
Oh, wow!
Drop it at your feet. Blow all of you up.
Come on. We haven't had a critical hit yet, like a 20, right?
You hit the ally nearest to the target.
Yeah!
Oh, Rumor, I give you choice. Do you want the palisade that's already on fire or the one that's not?
Oh, man. The one that's on fire. Let's just get it out of the way.
The flask explodes on the back of the two kobolds propping up the palisade. It's going to do minimum damage. One fire damage, one persistent fire, and one splash. The splash damage is also fire, which means the other palisade will catch fire.
Yes!
What's going on in there?
I don't know!
Sounds terrible!
Let me see, actually.
But it's pretty awesome, though.
It's just lights and
because
colors.
Of the weakness to fire, that is exactly enough to blow up the palisade on the left.
Oh, good.
Revealing the two cowering kobolds. Ignore the fact that they have crosses on them, they won't.
Soon enough.
Revealing the two cowering kobolds in its place. They each take one splash damage as well. This one is going to take that. It's a big deal. Big deal! He fumbles so bad. He's going to interact to draw another, and he's going to throw one more time at Rootmore. Concealment, 5. Two hits.
One.
Natty 19.
Doofus.
Minus 5. Hold on. Let's see. It's going to be a 19 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay. You will take 1d8 plus 1 fire damage. That max damage, 9 points of fire.
Oh.
You also take 1 fire damage, persistent. You can save that for your next turn if you want. You take one splash right now. Monet, you take a splash, and that other palisade also takes a splash. Probably not the smartest thing for this kobold to do.
No one said they were smart.
That other palisade is in terrible shape.
Oh, we're done.
I know. What are they going to do? This guy also takes another splash.
Woody!
And for the other kobold's turn, he is going to, after Girdlekep moved him into the room, is going to attempt to flee. So he begins to run, and as he does, he will trigger Girdlekep's AOO as he is enraged. And he nat 20s him.
Oh my god.
Wow.
He is named, yeah, so let me see a card. In lieu of this kobold's cowardice, he strikes out at him, and he disembowels him with triple damage.
Oh my god.
Jeez.
So glad that got out of the way.
Yeah.
3d6 plus 9. Almost max damage. He does 25 points of damage.
Jesus.
As the kobold attempts to flee from Girdlekep. In a rage, he grabs him and guts him with a knife, spilling him onto the floor and dropping him.
Wow.
Jesus.
Oh my gosh. That guy's crazy.
It is Edgren's turn. There's nowhere for Edgren to stand and take a shot. So he is going to just hunker down and try to keep moving Barlas away from the gas. And so he pulls him further into the corner and puts himself between Barlas and the ever-encroaching green cloud of poisonous gas.
Ooh.
Not out of the woods yet. It is Scarab's turn.
I can't believe this fight. It's the roller coaster.
My heart is racing.
Yep. It's like, wow, I'm still alive. How am I still alive? I don't know. Not gonna last another round, though.
I apologize. At the beginning of your turn, Scarab, the purple smoke begins to recede.
Oh, good.
5 more feet. Did I do both smokes at the same time? Did I have the purple recede and then the green expand?
Yes.
I did. Okay, then bad news. Because it does expand. Which means I am going to need a fortitude save from all of you.
Alright.
Looks like I drew a really tall, dumpy man. let's start with Scarab.
Scarab got a 13.
Yes!
13 is a success.
Oh my god. Yeah, Scarab got a 13 and Tricky got a 23.
Oh, crit success. Completely unfazed.
Sorry, I wasn't saying yes to your 13. I'm saying yes because I rolled a natural 20.
Fantastic.
Oh,
thank gosh.
What would you get, Rootmore? No, I'm just kidding. and for you, Monet?
Monet got a 16.
Okay, you're all right. All of you can feel it beginning to burn your eyes. Whatever is in here, if you had your body susceptible to it, is bad news. Now, you may continue, Scarab.
All right, yep, this is what we're going to do. Scarab hunkers down. Can you free action hold his breath?
Sure. Yeah, we'll just... What's your con modifier? Because there are actually rules for that.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Ooh, plus one.
Okay. So you get... Dang it, we just did this.
Mm-hmm.
5 plus your con modifier. So you can hold your breath for 6 rounds. And at the end of each round, you will reduce that value by 1 or by 2 if you attack or cast a spell that round.
Good idea, Matthew. Good idea.
So just help me keep track of that. You are starting at 6.
Oh, nay. I hear Scarab holding his breath. We should probably do the same thing.
I hear the lack of Scarab breathing. Is he dead?
He made a weird inhale. I assume it's holding his breath.
Just throwing up in his mouth. He's still very sick.
This is also not a case of, like, drowning. If you run out of rounds with it, it's not like you go unconscious and die. I'm not going to let you hold your breath until you pass out.
Yeah.
So,
your body naturally won't let you do that.
Right. So the way it'll work is if you're in the cloud when you run out of rounds, you will breathe in the cloud and I will need another save. Okay?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Beautiful. All right, hold your breath and do what you do.
Scarab's going to hunker down and grip tight to Tricky's neck fluff. And dig his heels into Tricky's side and commanding an animal... Tricky is going to run 20 feet forward. And then I'm going to make an athletics check to vault over everyone.
What if you vaulted that?
What if I vaulted
this? I love
that. Let's see.
Yes.
That is an at-home joke.
Huh?
What if you vaulted that?
If I just vaulted the couch.
I don't know what that means. I'm just...
That's what I was explaining it to.
Oh, okay.
Because we'd be sitting in the game room on the couch, and I'd get ready to get up to grab a drink or something and be like, what if I just vaulted the couch? And, like, now that Matt's desk is in front of his bed...
I vaulted my desk.
He vaulted his desk yesterday. But, like, he was sitting at his desk, and I was sitting on his bed when we were watching Love is Blind. And I'm just like, what if you just vaulted that? So that happens a lot at home, where it's just, what if you just vaulted that?
The quicker way is through.
Matt, double check. There is an athletic skill for this. I believe it's leap or long jump or something like that.
It's long jump. It says the DC is 15, but it's not a flat
is
check.
Is it 15 plus, or is it X plus the distance you try to jump?
What it said...
I wish I knew the rules better.
What it says is DC is 15 or up to the DM. And then if I pass, the distance jumped is going to be my total rounded to the nearest 5 down. around it down to the nearest five.
Okay, and so you have enough movement to be able to do that. You'll have to land about, oops, that's the pen, not the, about right here, right?
Yes.
Okay. DC 15's fine with me.
Quite exactly. Come on. Please.
Come on.
Yeah, baby, a 20.
23.
Woo!
Yes.
As you hurtle through the air, you can't help but look down and see the other kobolds staring back up at you in amazement, almost as if for a moment they see a dragonfly.
I see this like in slow motion as as Tricky's going over. Rootmore brings his hand up, just lightly touches Tricky's belly, like Free Willy.
Yeah, I can see it all happening. Like Rootmore all bloodied and naked. Monet standing there, like holding her hands out, her eyes like orange, like sustaining her spell, and she looks up like.
Matthew, that's a pee-pee, my friend.
Yeah!
You know what? Go ahead, hold on to it, because as they land.
Gonna use it?
As they land, final two actions, Scarab loudly reloads his revolver and levels it to this guy's face, hopefully not missing.
Please, God.
Rolling concealment.
It's a pee-pee.
He gave it.
Well, I'll hold
on
to it.
On the attack roll. I got you.
If I do this concealment. 11.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Using that PP, rolling twice. Natural 20.
Oh my
yes!
God!
Give me that green box.
Describe. Actually, I want to see everything. Take the box, take the damage.
Yes!
And then narrate the shit out of this guy.
I'm so sorry. I clapped right into my mic.
Oh no, that's fine.
Stop.
I can't find it.
Looking for the explosion sound effect again?
No. There it is. Ten minutes later.
Yeah, Scarab lands, reloads, levels this gun to the guy's head, and it aims it just below his chin, at his throat. Fires.
It's hard to bark orders when your head's on the ground.
You got the decapitation one?
No, it actually says he suffocates.
Wow.
I figure you can't breathe if you don't have a mouth to do so.
Mm-hmm.
His eyes go wide in surprise. I like to imagine the scene of like when you land on the ground and like Tricky like doing a little spin slide and it just like the fluttering of your cloak and this massive boar just creating this like clearing in the smoke for a moment, and he's standing there gazing up at you beyond bewildered, like, and as you level your gun and blow it through his throat.
I mean, like, just think of it this way. For a kobold, him like landing with his cloak making like wings, the fire, like the sparks coming off of the grindstone behind him looks like fire,
and the flash of the muzzle
like a dragon's breath.
Yeah, and any kobolds in the hallway just see the silhouette of this great beast.
In that one moment, he truly saw the fear of his own gods. And your shot lifts him off of his feet. He floats back 5 before hitting the ground with a wet squelch and sliding dead.
Who's next?
God.
Turn over.
Yes, baby.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
I wanted to crit on that guy so bad. Fuck
yeah.
You.
Can you have...
Idiot! You idiot! Idiot!
Yes.
Can you yell who's next in Draconic?
I don't know the words.
But like...
I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah, dude.
I'm gonna go look it up. Yeah, his gun's still smoking. He looks side to side.
Svoust we Fravor!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Dragon boy.
You know
dragon
what?
Dragon boy.
Give me a free intimidation roll on that.
Ooh.
Thank you, Almighty God. Cody of the Forgotten Gods.
Let all who see the majesty of the dragons quake in fear.
Nah, it's a baby 8. It's an 8. baby,
It's okay. Nothing else is going to happen from it. They do not view you any less. They are still horrified by what they just saw.
Could have been cool.
There was just a chance for them to be compelled.
Thanks for the chance.
Rootmore.
I can't follow that. Anyway.
It still only counts as one!
Oh, good job, Scarab. I'm gonna stop talking and hold my breath.
Alright, 5 plus con modifier, that's how many rounds you got.
Okay, so I have 7 rounds. Hold my breath, I'm gonna stop talking now.
He's going to use the palisade that he commandeered and smash it into the one in front of him. Fuck it, let's party.
Slam these doors together, hell yeah.
7 to hit, here we go.
Dual wield the shield.
It's an 11 to hit.
That is not a hit.
Oh, good.
You just trip and
fall with it.
Throw it at him.
Oh. Let's do it again.
Lift it up and slam it down.
Smash. Back.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that. Either way, it doesn't matter. I would have missed the spell rolling a 4. Yeah, let's do it again at a -5.
Come on.
Can't be too hard to hit.
Do you still have a PB on you?
Big thingy.
No.
I do, but
it might be worth
I'm also almost dead. So
word, yeah.
I gotta save it. Okay. 18 to hit.
Yes, baby.
That hits exactly.
Yeah, baby. Okay, that's a D12.
This is also an awesome image because both of these palisades are on fire. And on one end you have two kobolds wiggling spears through a burning blockade. And on the other end you have a mostly naked dwarf wielding a burning palisade as some kind of giant shield.
Yeah. It's pretty much Adam with the leaf hanging in front of his dick. That's it.
Clash of the Titans.
And he's bleeding. He's all sweaty. He's almost dead. Oh, God.
Lay it on him.
Damn. 5. Whatever type of damage this thing does. Piercing, I assume.
Piercing, bludgeoning. Versatile. Okay.
And then his last action, he's going to raise that shield.
Both your palisades are on fire. You shatter the palisade in front of you.
Oh, wow!
Leaving, yet again, 2 more of these little bastards. That one's gonna get shunted. We'll shunt it a better way. Here you go.
Yeah! Yeah!
Blasting back the kobolds hiding behind it.
Monet, don't worry. Tricky can take a hit.
Okay. I am sorry.
Hey, it's worth it. I knew what was happening.
Oh, standing next to the grinder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the massive Beyblade has several kobold and a big Tricky next to it.
This is wild.
Right?
Jesus.
Okay.
These are the best worst fights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
when it's just up against the wall the whole time.
My heart is pounding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good, because you're next.
Okay.
You're next.
Monet is slowed, so all she can do is sustain her spell.
That's why I got confused. Girdlecap was on here twice. Once is Girdlecap, and another time is Gert. I was like, I know I didn't put him out of order.
So she sustains her spell with her one action that mm-hmm. she has. And now it's Beyblade time.
Hell yeah. Start it up.
Okay.
Let her rip. That's
again,
all you need is that one action.
Let it rip.
That's all I needed. That's Imod, why I was like, thank God it's only slowed two.
Imod, get a Beyblade, let it rip sound drop for the Beyblade.
Put 2 rip. Seconds of the theme song in there.
Beyblade! You want me to wait for that?
I'm not going to save it.
Yeah.
Save it.
No.
I do want to hear you just say, let it rip, put that in the recording.
Do you think it would be like a funny to have like a really bad quality like 90s commercial or early 2000s commercial?
Yeah, just blown out fried audio.
Beyblade, let it rip.
Shit.
Adam, are you taking too long?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do the same
all
thing.
Of a sudden
we'll do it in post.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the same thing as before, starting from the one directly in front of Monet, mm-hmm. going clockwise.
Beautiful.
Okay.
First one.
That is a 24 to hit.
Hit.
Big.
That one's actually flanked, so crit.
Beautiful.
Amazing.
Whatever the hell that is.
Beautiful is what that is.
That kobold takes 21 slashing.
Oh, he's dead. Get out of here.
And 12 fire.
Fuck off.
I got...
Haste.
I got a 6,
over.
A 3, a 6, a 6, a 6, and a 6.
Oh, my God.
God. Mm.
That was almost a Yahtzee.
Okay.
It was almost a Yahtzee. All we got was Satan!
The kobold in front of Rootmore. That is a...
Also flanked.
So flanked. That is a 25 to hit.
Critical.
Yes!
Yes, 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 yes. That's awesome.
11 slashing and 4 fire.
Haste.
Beautiful.
Just one after another, just grinding. May these
okay,
creatures see
this
God.
This one is for tricky. Damn. Natty 16. That is a 24 to hit. Not bad.
Hope
okay.
we don't get in trouble.
3 slashing and 2 fire.
Okay.
Southern kobold.
Scarab.
Oh, scarab. That is a 16 to hit.
Miss.
Sweet. Southern kobold.
By the end of the episode, just
21
play the entire...
to hit.
That's a hit.
Yes. Bye-bye.
You roll well enough, you might clean sweep it.
Okay, that is 9 slashing and 4 fire.
9 and 4. Haste.
Yeah!
Gee.
All right, last Western Kobold. That is a 23 to hit.
Hit.
Incredible.
It just cuts right when somebody starts to...
5 slashing and 5 fire.
And just like that.
Oh my god.
Everything around your grindstone is ground to paste. Well, except for Tricky.
Jeez.
And Scarab.
And if you will allow me, I did sustain it, so I can move it.
Okay.
I won't do another... I don't know that I should be able to repeat the attack.
I'd say out of fairness, no.
Yeah, out of fairness.
It says once per turn you can move it and then do an attack if you sustain it, right?
So it says the first time you sustain the impulse that turn, you can roll the grindstone up to 20... Grindstone. Up to 20 feet and repeat the attack. So if you don't even want me to move it, that's also fine.
I think not, because I think by choosing to attack all the ones around it again, you're foregoing the movement or moving 0 to repeat the attack already.
Okay, sweet. Sense. Then that is the end of Monet's turn.
That leaves one lone kobold alchemist standing outside of the room as each of you stand there amidst the smoke looking like total badasses. Swirling sparks and flame,
blood.
Fluttering cloak, flaming palisade.
Mists of blood.
Grinding, squelching, screaming sounds coming from the fog.
So I'm going to do a will save for this guy.
Wow.
And he nat 4s.
Oh my god. This is not how I thought it was going to go.
Nah.
This is awesome.
In the wake of your awesome might, your great fortune, and your bloody battle skills, he merely drops to his knees, mouth agape, and he is stunned.
I'm also going to roll really quick to see if my fire goes out. I'm still on fire.
Oh, yeah, please do.
Oh, no.
Rumor, you can do the same for your palisade if you want, unless you just want to drop the thing and let it burn.
Yeah, he just lets it fall forward in front of him.
Beautiful.
I failed again.
No.
That's okay, I'm good in...
Put
one
day out.
I'm getting good rolls where it matters.
At this point, the cloud begins to dissipate. The smoke clears, and the green gas begins to recede. At this point, the enemies have surrendered. The enemy has surrendered. Maintaining initiative is entirely up to you.
I think...
Up next would be Scarab.
Scarab's going to put his gun on the fella and in Draconic say,
Jean Cog walks Nelific.
Run and you die. And then in common, he's going to turn to everybody else and say,
should we go sleep in town now?
I agree.
We should tie him up. We need him.
Quickly.
Wait, we have another one.
My rope is on the white one. If we have extra rope, we can take them both.
Monet has rope.
Yes, I've got rope too, yes.
We will leave initiative and the smoke over the next few minutes as you move to tie up your new friend. We'll dissipate. And that's it for today.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Oh, going back to town. Going back to town for
Jeez.
Sure.
Jeezaloo.
Got a couple comments. Got a couple comments.
We got a comment?
Yes. This is on our YouTube channel, oh. Age of Ashes. Episode 19, okay. Tootsies and Toesies.
Tootsies and Toesies.
Do y'all remember episode 19?
What's the title?
Tootsies
and Toesies.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was the comment.
I thought that was the comment.
Oh, no. This episode was... the episode before was the cliffhanger where we thought Croak was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, I remember. That was a rough week in between that. I was like, literally, that was one of the times where there was literally a week and I was just like, how do I save him? What do I do? What do we do?
Yeah.
That was scary.
But we got a couple comments from Banana Farah. Banana Fana Fo-Farin. Oh, she wrote, I almost cried. Agreed. I think I did cry during that episode.
I always get the emotions. I don't remember. I remember it was heavy.
Yeah. I remember Zach saying he got really scared. He was like, I almost cried. I was like, I just made this guy and now he's going to die.
Yeah.
I remember the intense conversation I had with Zach before that episode.
Yeah.
And it was a heavy conversation. Just having to sit there and be like, Krulk might die. And we need to figure out what we're going to do about that.
Yeah.
And what that means. And it was, I really enjoyed that conversation. It was just really cool to see Zach so invested in his character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you guys are wondering, Zach is a super successful guy and he simply just doesn't have the time. He wants to do it, but he just doesn't have the time.
Too good for us, lousy failures.
We love you, Zach.
Speaking of, go play Sands of Aura.
Yes.
Go play Sands of Aura. Even if you don't play it, go leave a 5-star review for it.
And
yeah, he's part of the team making that game.
He wrote it.
He wrote the game.
He wrote the... I mean, he didn't... I mean, he wrote all the stuff that you read in that game.
That's insane because that game has a lot of dialogue. It's crazy.
You did a fantastic job, and people need to go see it. Go play Sands of Aura if you like Diablo, if Diablo was good again.
And if you liked Krulk. Or if you hated Krulk. Go play Sands of Aura.
It's also kind of, it's also like Souls-like, too. It's difficult.
It's fully voice-acted. It's a fully voice-acted indie game.
Yeah.
Let's just say.
And awesome.
It's done well. Go play that. Help the boy out. Help us all out by helping the boy out.
Hell yeah. Yeah, on the same episode, Banana Fana Fo-Farin said, forget the hearse, because I'll never die.
Oh, that's good
with
to hear.
With little rock on symbols, you know, because Croak lived.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you, Banana Fana Fo-Farin.
wonderful. Banana Phanophopharin, I'm sure you're probably the coolest person on the planet.
Hell yeah.
And if anybody wants to be second coolest person on the planet, leave a comment for us to comment upon.
I'm doing it right now.
Yes, we love it. I earlier this week, I talked to Cody just like a little girl, like, oh, somebody left us a comment. Woo! Like it makes us so happy. It's so fun.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Thanks, y'all. Thanks, y'all, for making Emma smile. He doesn't do that. And it's
hardly at all.
It's really uncanny and uncomfortable. So the more you comment, the more comfortable we'll be. Thanks.
Word.
The Curse Caravan uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy, paizo.com/community-use. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. The Curse Caravan is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. The Curse Caravan theme music and the beat you're hearing now is written by our very own Matthew.
Thank you.
Woo!
We would like to thank Michael Gelfi Studios, the world reference for tabletop RPG audio, for the music and the ambiance.
Legend.
Yeah,
legend.
It's, gosh, I love this music.
And look him up on YouTube for your own games.
Hell yeah. You can find out more at michaelgelfi.com. Check out their Patreon and YouTube links in our description. And that's it.
Bye-bye.
Go play Sansa Vora.
Something is burrowing through the stone.
It's dogs.
more wolves.
The wolves with power tools.
Is it pizza time already? That's crazy fast.
Pizza time. Wow.